with demands for democratization, what you get is a multiplicity of actors, some of which have an understanding of participation and democracy that excludes women.
Yeah, they're welcome as long as they're part of the critical mass.
They're part, you know, they're very welcome as camp followers. Mm-hmm. But if they put forward any demands that are their own for active citizenship and participation, they are given very short shrift and immediately told that they are a diversionary force. Mm-hmm. And this is what makes it so depressing, because the historical record shows this pattern with boring regularity, I would say.